This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Audra McCabe. This afternoon, we're starting off with a retraction. In this morning's airing of today's newscast, I mistakenly reported that the Delta County School Board had already selected a new member to fill a vacant seat. This error was made simply because I misread the meeting agenda. There are five candidates for the District 4 seat, and the board will appoint a new member at tonight's meeting. The seat was left vacant by former school board member Dan Burke, who resigned at the end of June. He said he felt that, as a minority in most decisions, he had lost his voice on the board. Tonight's agenda lists at least 12 letters written to the school board addressing a proposed policy that would restrict transgender students from participating in sports, with some in support and some directly opposed. No formal policy action is on the agenda, but the issue appears to be a focal point for the community. If you're looking for something fun, free, and meaningful this weekend, check out the Common Ground Music Festival at the Montrose Amphitheater. The festival is put on by La Familia Music Group, a local record label. The group also has a music academy that provides hands-on music education, mentorship, and creative development for youth in the area. Founder Edward Quiroz grew up in Western Colorado, chasing music long before there were studios, stages, or youth programs around him. He says he has a mission to give the next generation what he wished he had: access, guidance, and mentors. Proceeds from the festival will help the LFMG Music Academy bring that goal to life. KVNF will also be at the festival, and it'll be your last chance to grab a raffle ticket for a brand new 2026 Toyota Tacoma. We're sold out of online tickets, but we'll have just a handful of physical ones at our booth. Swing by, say hello, and take a chance on winning a new truck. American icon Dolly Parton passed away this week after a brief battle with cancer. Governor Jared Polis shared a tribute to the late musician, saying, "She really is an American treasure. Just a treasure, and somebody who inspires so many with love and positivity, and that's exactly what we need, not just now, but all the time." Parton accomplished a lot in 80 years, but said she was most proud of a program called Imagination Library, which provides free books to kids across the country, including Colorado. According to CBS, two state senators helped bring Dolly Parton's Imagination Library to Colorado kids in 2011. State Senator Jeff Bridges, a Democrat representing Colorado's 26th district, and former State Senator Jack Tate, a Republican who represented Colorado's 27th district, worked together on a bill allowing every kid in the state from birth to age 5 to receive a book every month. The Imagination Library picks the books and mails them, while the state and nonprofits in Colorado split the cost, about $1.6 million a year. The books are available to all children regardless of income. A total of 90,000 Colorado kids, including Bridges' son Kit, will receive books this year alone. The project was inspired by Dolly Parton's father. She often said that he could not read or write, and that experience inspired her commitment to childhood literacy. It's National Parks Week through Sunday the 30th, and the National Park Service celebrated its 110th birthday on Tuesday. As Congress prepares to return from its August recess, park advocates are asking for more funding. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
The list of repairs needed at parks to address crumbling roads or outdated water systems is getting longer. The fixes would cost more than $24 billion, according to the agency, but a fund for these repairs expired last year. Tiernan Sittenfeld is the CEO of the National Parks Conservation Association. She says there's bipartisan support in Congress behind a bill to revive it and address overdue maintenance.
Things like trails and restrooms to really improve and enhance our parks for now and for the future. And so we're very eager to see that that bill can pass as swiftly as possible this fall.
Sittenfeld was in Rocky Mountain National Park on the Park Service's birthday, rallying support. So far, the maintenance bill has passed House and Senate committees. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado will get over $600 million from a multi-state settlement with Meta over claims its platforms harm children. The state was part of a lawsuit that argued Meta deliberately designed features on Facebook and Instagram to get children hooked on the platform. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser addressed the settlement yesterday.
Mental health is everything. If kids are struggling with their mental health, they're not learning. They're not going to get jobs, and they're not going to live their best lives. So we all have a responsibility on this. Meta is stepping up to this settlement as part of its responsibility.
Under the proposed settlement, Meta will cap daily use for children, require breaks, and stop push notifications during school hours. It will also improve age checks and parental controls. Colorado was one of 47 states to reach the $17 billion settlement with Meta. Over the weekend, GOP gubernatorial nominee Victor Marx made a whistle stop at Cowboy at the Cross Church in the small town of Austin.
Let's take an honest look at the political world here. And you know why I'm able to take an honest look? Because I'm not a politician. I am not.
Marx is a deeply unconventional candidate. His claims of performing exorcisms, rescuing over 40,000 women and children from trafficking, and shooting a man when he was 7 have captured attention and doubt across the country. Marx's victory in the GOP primary this summer was shocking to some, but seeing him speak in person helps the pieces fall into place. Marx is very charismatic and surprisingly funny. At times, this campaign event also felt like it was a bit of a comedy show.
Although that was one of the lies. That was an arms dealer. I was like, arms dealer? I must not be good. I still drive a truck and live on a dirt road. Are they supposed to have helicopters and boats or something?
Marx's platform focuses heavily on culture war issues, so you'd might expect his jokes to ruffle a feather or two. But largely, his humor points at himself.
I've had these people say, that guy ain't fit to serve. He can't string two sentences together. I said, I've stringed three before. Don't challenge me.
Though he rebukes the politician label, Marx has a certain presence on stage that many career campaigners would be jealous of. Towards the beginning of his speech, he mentions the Second Amendment.
I believe there's responsibility that comes with ownership of firearms, but ain't nobody in the state should be infringing on our Second Amendment right.
As he finishes that last sentence, he raises his right arm upwards to emphasize his point. The movement pulls back his black sport coat and reveals a black pistol tucked into his waistband. It sits against a crisp, perfectly ironed white shirt, so you can't miss it. It's a captivating moment that feels both choreographed and natural. But when Marx isn't cracking a joke or performing, his language is deeply combative.
What we're facing going into there, it's a battle every day. It is, and you can't have someone that's nice.
If Colorado is a battlefield, Marx frames himself as a soldier throughout the speech.
And that's why I think God called me, because I'm a fighter. And I know how to get hit. Look at my nose.
And Marx did touch on most of the main culture war issues, though not in a joking manner.
We got to care and love for people. But man, when people have mental health issues like severe, it's the trans community that's doing a lot of killing and shooting. We don't give them a green light to do whatever they want. We help them, but we have boundaries, and we protect our own, especially our children. It's that simple. So.
Frequently in his speech, Marx describes Colorado as a state under threat. At one point, he accuses state leaders of intentionally trying to drive residents away.
I think God showed off when he made our state. And that's why it's worth fighting for, because there are other people intentionally trying to get you to quit and move away. Do you know that? It's real. It's not a conspiracy theory. Those folks up in Denver under that golden dome, they could be more intentional in trying to destroy a state than what they've done these last 8 years.
Marx has refused to appear at a moderated debate, but will join his opponent Phil Weiser for a, quote, lively conversation hosted by the Colorado Chamber, a statewide business association, on October 8th. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Audra McCabe.